Our next stop is at the ancient Viking stones that were found within the foundations during rebuilding in 1874. They were mounted in their present form thanks to the efforts of Geoffrey Place, a local historian, and to the History Society. The stones, comprising of fragments of Viking crosses and a grave slab or tombstone, are each labelled and carry a description of the carving. Probably the most interesting of the stones is one depicting mounted horsemen and is thought to be the only example of Vikings fighting on horseback. It was lent for inclusion in an international exhibition in Texas in 2003. Professor Stephen Harding, an authority on Vikings in the area, claims that Neston was the halfway point on the Viking trail between North Wirral and Chester.
Above the stones, we have what is known as the Teacher's Window. It is made by Clayton and Bell between 1880 and 1888, and was erected in memory of two well-loved Neston school teachers. As we proceed down the south aisle, we come to the last of our Burne-Jones windows depicting justice and humility. This window was given in memory of another of the Bushell family, Christopher Bushell. The next window is by C.E. Kemp and depicts prudence and fortitude. It was erected in memory of Richard Gledow, the vicar at the time of the church's rebuild in 1874.
Near at hand, mounted on the south wall, is the original weathercock that is dated 1747. This was removed from the mast on the tower in 1875 and replaced with the present one, which can be seen gleaming on the new flagpole before entering the church.
Returning through the glass doors, we come to the last of our windows. This one is also by Kemp, the subject being St. Michael and St. George. It was installed in memory of G.E.W. Gledow, a companion of honour of the Order of St. Michael and St. George, and son of Canon Reverend Richard Gledow. It is significant that this window shows St. Michael slaying the dragon and not St. George. A photograph of the design for this window was used as the front cover of Kemp's biography, as it is regarded as a work of some significance in the art of stained glass windows.